Doug Wright, covering Utah's biggest stories, breaking Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio.
There is an issue that has been percolating here in the state of Utah going clear back to Governor Huntsman's time, and that is, should we move the prison? That has been deemed, yes, we should now. And now it's a question of where. There is a short list that has several locations in Salt Lake City, several in Salt Lake County, one more in Salt Lake County. We have one, also two in Utah County, one around Eagle Mountain, one in the Saratoga Springs, and then also Tooele was added to that list. And we have had this up on our Facebook page. And it seems, based on some of the surveys, some of the comments, that Tooele seems to be, in general, we're talking about Tooele County, seems to be one of the places that at least is somewhat open to the idea. Everywhere else, wholly inappropriate is the term that Mayor Ralph Becker used about the two locations in Salt Lake City. Eagle Mountain is very vocal against what is proposed in their area. Same thing with Saratoga Springs. And so we thought, well, let's talk with the folks in Tooele County and get their input today. So we have targeted that on our Facebook page. We're going to come back in the 11 o'clock hour and talk more with folks who will call in from Tooele. But I'm very pleased to have Commissioner Sean Milne joining us from Tooele County. And Commissioner, welcome. It's good to have you here.
Good morning, Doug. Thanks for the invite.
I have a great soft spot for Tooele. First of all, my dad's side of the family has been out there for a long, long time. I started my commercial radio career above Tiny Tim's Hobby House right there on Main Street and Vine back in the day of KDYL. And so I care a lot about what happens in Tooele County. I love Tooele County. And is there support, especially at the commission level, at the governmental level, for the prison to be relocated somewhere in Tooele County?
Well, after the disclosure of the Miller property being on what's now being called the short list, we unanimously and without exception are opposed to the proposed Miller site, right in the middle of our valley and right across from the county's 206-acre recreation facility, as well as Miller Motor Sports Park. It's an area that is earmarked to be some industrial and high-value property. Certainly, that's not the appropriate place for it. I think that there might be some differing opinions based upon different locales within the county, but absolutely, we are united that the one site out of the 26 total that made it onto the short list is just wholly inappropriate.
When I look at that area and what has been accomplished out there, and I've been there for several different reasons, not the least of which was West Valley Police. It was a fallen officer, honorary officer ride that we went to out there. And plus, I've been out there for innumerable other reasons. And there is much there, and it's a growing area. It's a fun area for Tooele County, and I can actually really understand the reserve right on that particular spot. But are there locations, Commissioner, that perhaps the committee that is looking into prison relocation should look at in Tooele County?
Well, it's been very interesting over the last year, and certainly this last week, as the conversation seems to be growing amongst our local citizens, that it might be a divided perspective as to anywhere inside the county. So I think that probably differs depending upon which of those 9 Tooele County sites that were offered up as part of the 26, which ones we're considering and talking about.
Right.
The health department recently was awarded a grant and performed a community health impact assessment together with Westminster College. And that finding came out maybe 6 weeks ago or so. And it was really interesting to note that the deviation between those that would support it anywhere inside the county and those that would not support it at all was only 4%. So there have been other unofficial polls taken recently, and it's been very interesting to note that the generality of anywhere inside Tooele County seems to be kind of evenly split down the middle.
Yeah, that is interesting, and we've made note of that. The health department, as you mentioned, I think, what was it, 42 in favor and something like 40 who were not in favor of Tooele being considered in some form or fashion. What is the likelihood, and what has been the discussion back and forth between Tooele County government and those who are looking at the appropriate site to relocate the prison?
Well, certainly certainly since they made their public disclosure last week, we have communicated that we just don't believe the Miller site to be appropriate. Only 11% of Tooele County is taxable. The rest is in federal and state hands. And so we have a very small amount of our county that we can collect property taxes on. And as you may know, counties and school districts survive off of property tax. So to suggest up the Miller property, which, again, would be some of the most valuable that we have, as a site for the state prison, which then makes that ground not taxable, is just not appropriate. You place that together right in the middle of our valley, which we consider our crown jewel for the scenery, recreation opportunities that we have right there, and it's just not fit for that area.
Commissioner, I really do appreciate your input, and as this moves forward, we'll look for other opportunities to chat, and as I've mentioned on our Facebook page, and we'll also do this on the phone line coming up in our next hour, we're asking specifically people in Tooele County to chime in, and I certainly appreciate your willingness to join us, and again, thank you for the flexibility with the breaking news out of Washington today.
No problem. Thank you again for the invite, and I look forward to hearing what your results find.
Thanks so much. Sean Milne with us, who is a Tooele County Commissioner.